Today's daf is Megillah daf Chaf Ches, as we continue here in the last couple of dafim here in the Masechta, as we zero in on the last few topics discussed. Okay, so we'll start with Chaf Zayin Mabez, the second white line, Zalfan Simen. And now we have an Amud of Gemara all about the Midos, the special qualities of the various Amoraim when they're Tamidim asked them, but Meharachta Yamim, what gave you long life? What are your special schuyos that you have created for yourself, through which action, through which mida that you have taken upon yourself? So Shalot Tamidim as Rabbi Zakkai. So the first one, the Tamidim asked Rabbi Zakkai, but Meharachta Yamim, with what, in what schus have you had long life? Amar Lahem, he said, Mi Yamai Lo Ishtati Mayim B'toch Talaramo Shel Tefila. That was number one, relating to the Gemara that we just had up above before the two dots. Oh no, I have always made sure to distance myself from when I go to the bathroom, when I was mashtin mayim. I didn't do that within 4 amos of where I davened. V'lo kinisi shem l'chaverai. Then I did not call a nickname to my friend. What type of nickname? Tosva says, afilu kinoi de lo ave genai. Even one that is not genai, that is not detrimental. Right? If it's negative, so then it's, you don't need Rabbi Zakkai to tell us that there's a problem here. Even shelo l'gnai. Tosva says, v'hada amrinan, that which it says, ha-mechana shem l'chaveiro ein lo chelach olam haba. The Gemara says elsewhere that if somebody's mechana their friend with a certain name, he doesn't have a chelach olam haba. What's this? Is a great thing that Rabbi Zakkai did? It's the yesod that everybody has to follow. So Tosva says, ha-inu b'kinu shel b'ka mishpacha. If it's a nickname, if it's a name that insults the family, so that's ein lo chelach olam haba. But otherwise, if it's tam a name, so Tosva says that's generally not acceptable either. If we mentioned in the past, from the Sefer the Right and the Good, Rabbi Daniel Feldman goes through a number of issues, halacha lemaisa, in terms of this discussion. And really, it has to do with what's the issue of if it's not negative. So what's wrong with a nickname? So a number of the sources are quoted there that the name of something is the mahus of that item or of that person. And when we don't call a person by their proper name, so then that's kind of taking away from their special mahus that they have. So one might say, according to this, can't even call them an English name. Right, not just have to call up their full name by how they're called up to the Torah. But either way, that could be what the Gemara is talking about. Again, the Rishonim say, even not Shoknai, we should give the name to our friends that they were given for their life. If you look at the Rambam also quotes this. We think that this is the Chazal, the Gemara, Tosas quotes from Bava Metzia, but the Rambam, when he discusses in Hilchos Tshuva, all of the categories of sinners in Paragimel, where he discusses there are 5 people that are called Minim, and there are people that are called Abikarsim and Kofrim Torah and Parshim Idachei Tzibur, all the different categories of people. The Rambam says at the end, in Paragimel, Halacha Yudalad, Kol Echad Ve'echad, Me'arba'a Ve'esher Manashim Eilu Shemaninu, all of these 24 types of people, Afal Pi Shehen Yisrael, Ein Lohem Chelak Olam Haba, even though they are Jewish, but they don't have a chelik to Olam Haba, the 24 people that I've quoted up above. Then he says, V'yesh Averos Kalos Me Elu. And there are even lesser Averos than all the ones that I have listed, which are the more serious of the group. V'yafal Pikein Amru Chachamim, and even though they are less, they are Kal, Chachamim say, Shaharagil Bohen Ein Lo Chelik Olam Haba. One who is Ragil in these Averos do not have a chelik. And therefore, it's not as serious as the other ones. But if one is becomes rugged, it is kedai to be distance oneself from these. What's the first one on the list? Fe'elu hein hamechanes chaveiro. First one. Number 2, hakorei lechaveiro bekinuyo. 3, hamalbin b'nei chaveiro barabim. Miskabid beklon chaveiro. Mevaza tamidei chachamim. Mevaza rabosa. Mevaza samoados. Mechalas HaKadshim, as the Rambam continues, but the first two have to do with not calling somebody by their proper name, and again, he links it with Malba Pnei Chaveiro and Miskabed Biklon Chaveiro. Okay, so he continues, that's Rabbi Zakkai, says that. Just keep in mind also that all of these items have to be something that is not Me'ikar Hadin, if they're boasting that this gave them Arichas Yamim. So there has to be some type of, right, Lo Kidisi Shem LeChaveiro, that Astama Kinoi is not so bad if he says that this is what gave him Arichas Yamim. So you got to figure out exactly what is acceptable and what is not. Continuing. V'lo bitalti kiddush hayom. I was never mevatel kiddush. So again, what does that mean? I was never mevatel kiddush. Everybody has to make kiddush. That's a maker adin. So kiddush hayom, does that mean specifically the kiddush hayom, the mitzvah of the kiddush of the day? Kiddush rabba, as we call it? The drabanan kiddush? Right, the daraisa kiddush, Friday night, everybody agrees to it, but kiddush hayom? Or others say that maybe it means that he always made sure to have wine. To make sure that he took this seriously, he didn't rely on the halacha of using lechem for kiddush, but he always made sure that he had wine. He took kiddush seriously. Imaz akena haisali, I had an elderly mother, Pamachas Machra Kipa Shebarosha. One time, she even sold the veil she had on her head. She had a nice head covering, and she put something else on, Vevi'ili Kiddush Hayom, and she sold it so I could have enough wine for Kiddush. Or you see the dedication. How does that prove anything about him? It's about her mother. So maybe it reflects that she knew that he takes it so seriously that she even did this for him. Tana kishemesa inichalo gimel meos garvi yayin. When she died, she left him a ton of wine to use for kiddush. Kishemesa who inich labanav shloshes alafim garvi yayin. Right, 3,000 containers of wine. See how much Hakadosh Baruch Hu blessed him with because he took this mitzvah so seriously. Rav Huna havi asarisa v'koy kami derav. One time, Rav Huna was wearing a grass belt and he was standing in front of Rav. Amarle, my high. So he said, what's going on here? Amarle, lohavi li kidusha, or lohavi li chamra, the Bach adds in li kidusha. I didn't have enough wine for kiddush. Umashkante lehem yoy. I secured out, I gave as a mashko in my belt, vasi be kidusha, so I could be able to have wine for kiddush. He took it so seriously, even his regular belt he gave away. Amarle, yehe rava, de tetum bishirai. So he gives him a bracha. This is what Bracha, he says, you're so poor, you have nothing, you have to give away your belt and only use the grass belt. I give you a bracha that you should be covered in silk. Tetom b'shirai, you're covered in silk, a special bracha. And it came true. Ki yechlo Rabba Brei, when his son Rabba got married, Rav Huna inishgutza have. Rav Huna was not a tall individual. He was somewhat short, ganapurya. He was lying on a bed. Pashas, he was lying without any covering. Asyan Bante Vakalse. His daughters and daughters-in-law came. Shalchan Vashadin Minayu Alei. At the Eid of Nishirai, they took some type of a special silk that they had on, and they put it on him. Put it on him, Stephanie. You see, it's came true that he was already at a stage where even his daughters and daughters-in-law were wearing fancy silk, and they covered him with it. Shama Rav Ikvin. Rav heard that his bracha had come true, and he was upset about it. Why was he upset about it? He gave a bracha. Amar, my time alo amrit li ki berachtich v'chein lamar. Why didn't, when I gave you the bracha, you should have said, and Emir Hashem by you. Right, I gave you a bracha, so why don't you give me a bracha? You can't give yourself a bracha. So why didn't you say v'chein lamar? And therefore he was a little upset that Rav Huna did not give him back the bracha that he had given him. Okay, next Tana. Sha'alu Talmidav, third line from the bottom. Sha'alu Talmidav es Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. Vameh harachta yamim, in what chus did you have arichas yamim? Amar lahem yamai. Lo asiti kapandar yela beis hakneses. I never used the shul as a shortcut. I never went through the shul for my own purposes. I always made sure that I had something that I had to do in the shul, or I went around. That is the first line. Ask the Rashba here. Isn't that meikar hadin? Again, each of these. It's the balance of it's amidas chasidus, but it can't be meikar hadin because then it's not. It's everybody has to do it. So the Rashba doesn't ask the question, but he implicitly answers the question. Pirish, afal pi shahaya shvil meikaro deshari. Even though he had a path there originally, meaning when are you not allowed to take a shul as a kapadarya if the shul came was there and now you want to take a shortcut? What if you always had a path that you walked here in this way and then they built a shul and they took away your path? In the way that you normally walked. So then, as the Gemara is going to say, Be'ez Hashem on tomorrow's daf, then it's not your problem. You were here first, basically, and the shul came afterwards. But even there, that's the chiddush of the Rashba. Even though he had a right, halachically, to be able to continue, He didn't. So he didn't make a kapadaria lebeis haknesses. V'lo pasati al rashi avkadosh. Literally, I didn't step on the heads of the holy nation. What does that mean? When I had talmidim in the beis medrash and they were sitting on the floor and he had to walk in between them to get to the place where he was giving shir, he walked around. He didn't walk through the talmidim. That made it look as if that he was standing on them or walking on them. So he didn't do that. He made sure to not to walk on their heads. V'lo nesati kapi below bracha. And I never did nesias kapayim. I never duchened without a bracha. I made sure to make the bracha before I was nose kapayim. Now again, the Rishonim here asks, that's everybody, what, every Kohen does the Siyas Kapayim. I always made sure to do it with a bracha. So the Meiri asks, what's the godless of this statement? Says the Meiri, well, what's the purpose of the bracha of Birchas Kohanim? It's a special, unique bracha that don't have any other parallel brachas to Bizman Hazeh. Says the Meiri right here. V'yemeshaveach hazatzmo shlo noso kapav below bracha. V'yesh mefarshim ba. She'afal pisha nosas kapav pamachas. Even though he already duchened that day. Kol shehalom mizdami lo lisa pamachares. Once he had the opportunity to duchen again, it presented itself. Af ba'oso hayom hayachozer mevarich. He duchened again and he made the bracha again. So we know there's no shir for the mitzvah of nesias kapayim. It's once a day, every day is the minimum. But if you could do it more, ubracha zu asher kedushah b'kedusha social aron v'tzivara l'varachas amisol bi'ava ve'ein zit. So he says, I used to duchen every time, and I said the bracha again. So the Meiri again says, what's the chiddush? V'ein zit nira demai rabuse vadek kachu adin l'varach kol zvacher osias kapav ela nira. Let me go a little deeper. Says the Meiri, what did this pshat mean? Shehi amura amasha amru b'shas aliyaso omer. There's a special tefillah that the Kohen says as he's about to duchen. Omer yehi ratzon shetei bracha zu kitikna, or at least to have proper kavana. V'kan mahader ape, and after when he turns around, Omer ribono olamim asinu masha gazarta aleinu asei masha ta gazarta. V'yemeshabech es atzmo shayemosiv ba bebracha arucha at shemare mitoch dvar v'chi b'yaseira v'ahava azo la'am. He reflected with his extra tfilos, the special love that he has for Am Yisrael. He added on to Levarachas Amo Yisrael ba'ahava. So he added on to that, so that's what he was praising himself about, and saying what his chus must be, that he always said the bracha with extra feeling, and he added on the tefillos about the love that he has for Klal Yisrael. That's the Meiri. The Netziv here has another pshat in the Merome Sadeh, but we will continue. Next, Shaul Talmidas Rabbi Preda, B'meh Arachta Yamim. Rabbi Preda was asked by his Talmidim, with what did you have Arichas Yamim? So he gives an answer. Tosis already asks, we know the answer to this question. We learn Maseches Erevin. What is this Talmidim asking? Rabbi Preda was the one that taught his Talmud 400 times. And after he taught him another 400 times, because his Talmud didn't get it that day, 800 times, Tosfos quotes the Gemara, that there was a special baskel that went out and said, do you want Arichas Yamim? Do you want a schus for your whole generation? And he ended up getting both. So that's why he had it. To ask Tosfos, Akasha, Tahare, Haya Bischus, Shahaya Shodil, Talmud Echad, Arba Meo Zimni. So we know it's a Gemara, Vanafki Baskel, Vyamar Nalech, Deliski Kule, Daryl Amad, Asi. You want to live for an extra 400 years? You want to get Arichas Yamim? And Hashem says, give them both. So what is it? What do the Talmidim say? The answer he paid the B'meh Harachta Yamim. V'yesh lomar, d'meikara lo yadakein, ad l'basof, shirah shechaya kolkach. Right, that story didn't happen right away, really. It was only later on when the realization set in. Meikara lo yadakein, he didn't know that was the exact schus. So that's why here, before that story in Erevin took place, so this story took place. So Amar Lahamber repaid the answers. Miyamai lo kadmani adon lebeis ha-medrash. I was always the first one in shul. So always the first one in the beis medrash. First one. V'lo beirachti lifnei kohen. And I never made a bracha in front of a kohen. What does that mean? V'lo beirachti lifnei kohen. The Bach switches the order of the phrases. What does it mean? I was mechabit the kohen. Right, I always made sure that the Kohen had the schus of benching, of doing the Zimun. Right, Rashi here quotes the Gemara in Gittin and the Pasuk in Parshas Embar v'Kidashto l'chol darish habikdusha liftoach rishon l'varich rishon. Right, he always made sure that the Kohen got his due, fulfilled the mitzvah daraisa of v'Kidashto. Again, one might say, what do you mean he fulfilled the mitzvah? It's a din daraisa. It's a mitzvah daraisa. So, well, what's the godless of that? So the Gemara will explain each one. And I did not eat from an animal which did not have its matanos removed yet. We know that from every chulin animal, one has to give to the Kohen the Zeroa, the Lachayim, and the Keva. And therefore, says the Gemara, that doesn't really make it Tevel before I take off these parts of the animal. But he made sure not to eat. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yochanan, Aser, Rabbi Yochanan said, Aser lechol bi behema shalohumer matnoseha. He says, Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yochanan said, it's Aser to eat from the animal. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak kol ochal bi behema shalohumer matnoseha, ki ilo ochal tfalo, it's as if you're eating Tevel. We don't paskin that way. It's not tevel. It's not like truma not being taken off from tevel. So that's really tevel. That's misa b'nei shamayim. But by an animal, it's not tevel in the same way. But still, Rabbi Kreider was makbid not to partake of it. Right? The Ritva says here, classifying this type of chilek. This isn't like tevel, not taking off the zeroa l'chaim and the keva before I partake of the animal. It's not like not taking off truma. It's not like truma or trumas meiser or meiser risha. That's all mixed in with the tevel. It's all mixed in. That's one unit. But by the animal, it's different. You see the different parts of the animal that you're not going to eat. You're going to give. Manas kunishabo, dahainu, zeroa, vilachayayim vakeva, the forearm, and the cheeks, and the keva, one of the stomachs, chalukime ma'atzmam. They are separate inherently. Vigam enam kedoshim. Shemutaram nami lahedyon. They're also not kadosh. There's a mitzvah to give it to the Kohen, but they're not kadosh in the same sense. Eloshiyesh b'emishim gezel ha-shevet. If you don't give it, then you're stealing from the shevet ha-kahuna. For if preidash lo haya ocha b'behem ashlohum or matnosea, lamidas chasidus haya. So he did it as a midas chasidus. It wasn't that this was me ikar adin, right? Because that's what we paskin. We don't paskin that it was it's real tevel. And the Rambam says this as well, not just the Ritva. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Bikurim that it's not really tevel. That's what we paskin, says the Rambam. Behemash lehuber matnoseha mutter lecho mimena. The feirish. If you before you take off the zeroa l'chayayim, let's say there's no coin around, so you're allowed to eat from the animal. She'ena domil tevel shari manas kahuna muvdalin. They're inherently muvdal. It's not like truma. I'm going to decide which of my produce is going to go to truma, and which is going to go to this, which is going to go to that. Here, you see it. It's a part of an animal. It's already hufrash, ki'ilu. V'amatanos atzman also l'Yisrael la'achlan ela b'rishus kohen. A Yisrael cannot eat the matanos unless the kohen gives him rishus, because of sealing, not because of iser v'heter, because of dini mamonis. Avar va'achlan, o izika, let's say he went and he ate them without permission, or he damaged them, o machran. What's the halacha? Eino chayav l'shalim. Who's he going to pay? Doesn't have to pay. B'neishu mamush ein lo tovei yadua. There's no specific toveya here that he would be, that would be able to be toveya him for eating his matanos. But again, that's the gemara here, that this is a different type of tevel than regular tevel, what we call it. There is a discussion that Rashi and Tosfos have, not here, but in Maseches Chulin, related to this sugya. The gemara there says in Avlamed Zayinim Abeis, that Yecheskel Hanavi also, what was his gavus? Shelo achalti mi behema shelo hurma matnoseha. Again, he says, he didn't eat from an animal which didn't have its matanas taken off. So again, there's a little, lechatchila, okay, even though there's no tevel there, but what is the pshat over there that he didn't eat from the matanos shelo hormu matnosas? There's a discussion between Rashi and Tosfos there. Rashi there says, "Dahainu zrol chayim akeva v'alpabi shahaya kohen v'yochalachla below harama." Rashi says there that even though he was a kohen, he could have eaten it without harama, but he waited. He waited till it was hufrash, and then he partook of it. And Tosfos says there, but what do you mean? Our Gemara says, ha'ochel mi behemish lo merman oseha harikilu ochel tfalim, according to the Gemara, our Rabbi Yochanan, that says that if you eat from an animal that matanos weren't taken off yet, it's kilu ochel tfalim. Mahamala michedesh ha'isol yecheskel, so is the galus of yecheskel. Nobody's allowed to do it. And if you don't hold like that, so mimanavshach. If you hold like kilu ochel tfalim, then he's just doing the meikar adin. And if it's not kilu ochel tfalim, then what is he doing? Hari afshay yekoyin ba'atzvot zorach la'avishu v'semaisris. So that's about chokas in Rashi and Tosas. What exactly was the discussion there in a Cholin. Tosas, their answers, V'yishloma, Rabbi Yochanan, Sarah, Kamanda, Mishalo, Achal, Mivheva, Sharabochacha. So Rabbi Yochanan holds like it's the, he would hold like the other Maila that Yecheskel did. But some of the Achronim, some of the Be'iri Adaf, he quotes the Nekudas HaMachlokas between Rashi and Tosfas there in Chulin. Rashi just says he didn't eat from it, and Tosfas emphasizes that he was a Kohen, and he didn't eat from it. Maybe the Machlokas is, what is the root Oser of the Isser of Tevel? It's been a while since we discussed this. And that is, we know that a Kohen can't eat Tevel either, until Truma is taken off. So what does that show? What does that reflect? So Machlokas in the Rishonim, but the Achronim expand upon it, but Rashi suggests the Even Yaakov, quoted here in the Be'iri Adaf. Rashi holds that the Iker Isser of Tevel is because of the Truma Shebo. Because of the Truma that is mixed into it, that is the real Oser. And according to Rashi, you have to say that even though a Kohen normally can eat Truma, no, he only is allowed to eat Truma Shehufrash. If it's Truma Shelo Hufrash, it's also Aser to him. Mashaiki Tosfos says that no, the Isser of Tevel is a new Oser. There's a new Oser of Tevel. If it was just because of the Truma Shebo, a coin would be able to eat it. But there's a new Isser called Tevel. And that Tevel, that Isser is removed when you do a Maisa Hafrasha. But it's a new type of Isser. So it would obviously even apply to a Kohen, before partaking and before doing the Afrasha. And maybe that could even connect to an animal. Behemash lo hormu matano and hofrash matrosat. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos is also quoted in Yevamos Tevav, the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Again, Rashi has the lashon that the Isser of Tevel is because of the Truma Shebo. And he still has to hold that as also for a Kohen, so you would have to say that it is because a Kohen only has the heter of eating Truma Shehufrash, not Stab Truma, and Tosfos would say no, it's an Isser Chadash. Again, that is a discussion of that Gemara in Chul and Lamed Zayin, which discusses the same idea that the Gemara here discusses. But there's about Yecheskel HaNavi, and here's about Rabbi Preda, that they wouldn't eat from an animal before the Matanos were taken off. Okay, let's continue, sixth line or so. V'lo birakti lefnei Kohen. The next statement of Rabbi Preda was, that we mentioned, he never made the bracha in front of a Kohen, meaning he always made sure that the Kohen got the kavod that was due him based on the mitzvah. L'meimer d'mal yusahi? Is this to say that this is something positive? It's a maila to always make sure that even though you're Rabbi Preda, to allow the Kohen to bench, v'ha'am Rabbi Yochanan, kol tamar chachan shemevarech lefanov, afilu Kohen gadol ha'maaretz. Right, any Talmud Chacham that allows a Kohen, even the Kohen Gadol, who is an Am Haaretz, to give a bracha in front of him, also Talmud Chacham Chayiv Misa, it's not appropriate. Shneamar, kol misanai ahavu maves, all those that hate me, love death, al tikri misanai ela masni'ai, those who cause others to hate me, meaning, if I'm mizalzel the Torah, if I cause others to look down at the Torah, so then that's ahavu maves, say ask the Gemara, say how could this Talmud Chacham do it? It's Tamil Chacham that's even a Kohen Gadol Ha'aretz. It's Tamil Chacham, right? He has to cover the Torah. As I mentioned in the past, I once heard, right, a rabbi has to not take himself so seriously, but he has to take his position seriously. Meaning if he represents, so, and it's a delicate balance, you have to make sure that one does not let anything become their personal rut zone to have a certain, to get a certain goal. But here the Gemara says, if there is a lack of Kavanah Torah by the greatest Rosh Yeshiva letting the simple Jew, who's an Am Haaretz bench, if he's the Kohen, so then it's inappropriate. The Turi Avin either has a lashon here that a Talmud Chacham is nechshav a Kohen b'mida misuyemes in a certain regard. So says the Gemara, ki kamar iu b'shavin. You're right. He's talking about a case where there was a shavin, meaning we're not talking about a Kohen Am Haaretz and the versus the Gadol Hador shavin. Right, and therefore, that's why he allowed it. But you're right, if it was Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz, then he wouldn't have allowed it because of Kavanah Torah. Again, b'zman hazeh, we're not focused. Again, we allow a Kohen can say, you're the Rosh Yeshiva, and you can bench, but if a Rosh Yeshiva wants to be Mechabit a Kohen to bench, even if he is not another Gadol Adar, even another Rebbe, he's allowed to, and we don't have a Chilukim so much, Bizman Azeh, in terms of an Am Haaretz versus a Kohen Gadol, Talmud Chacham. Says the Tosfos here also discusses, so what's the Chiddush if it's Shavin? So we explain why it's Mutter, but now, why is it great? Remember, this is why Rebbe prayed they got a Richas Yamim. So you've explained why it's okay and it's allowed, but why is it so amazing? Right, it's a chiddush. So Tosfos gives a couple of answers. He says maybe it's not exactly equal shavin lav dafka. The Talmud Chacham is still a little greater, but he still gave it to the Kohen, even though he felt differently. Maybe Rashi, the Tosfos quotes Rashi at the end of the Tosfos. Maybe there's a chilik between birchas hamazon and kriyas haTorah. It's a different chilukim given what exactly was the godless of this Gemara of Rebbe Preita. But again, as Tosfos said earlier, right, the famous comment, the famous midos of Rebbe Preita is based on a Gemara in Erevin that discusses that he taught his Talmud 800 times before the Talmud finally understood. We continue. Sha'alu Talmidah v'Rebbe Nechunya ben Akana, b'meh erach l'yamim. So Rebbe Nechunya ben Akana, what gave you a richas yamim? Omer lohem miyamai lo niskabati bel klon chaverai. I never honored myself through the downfall, through the embarrassment of my friend. And again, the Marsha here asked, that isn't that meikar adin? When anybody does that is terrible. This is a great thing that he did. So maybe even shaloba kavana, even in private, one has to come up with a suggestion why this is above and beyond me'ikir adin. I never took the klala of my friend up to bed with me. I forgave everybody before I went to bed. Forgave everybody, like we have in the Hamapil. Right? It's a beautiful idea. If every Jew would forgive every other Jew before they went to sleep at night. Amazing. Nobody should be punished for me. Right? That comes from here. And I was a vatron regarding my money. I gave away. I wasn't so machmed on my money. If somebody needed something, you know, I was always ready to give it to them and present it to them. So let's talk about each of these. I never took covet in the shame of my friend. Like Rav Huna was one time carrying a spade on his shoulder. He wanted to take it from him. He wanted to help him out. He says to Rav Chana Bar Chaniloi, Iragilas did daris bimaseich dari. If you not commonly carry these items in your own city, then fine, you could carry it here. V'ilo, but if not, if you're just doing it because I'm your Rebbe and you want to help me out, is yakure anab zilusa didach loichali. Then I'm getting honor in the zilzal of you, lo nichali. I'm not interested in your lowering yourself to help me. Where does that come up? Kiyadamar Zutra, Kavisalak Lapurya, whenever he went into bed. Omar, Shari Lilachoman de Tsaran. I forgive anybody who's mitzar me. I forgive it. I forgive them. And they shouldn't be punished because of me. And the Marsha says, Dafka, at the end of the day, it should be done. Right, like we do by Hamapil. So we collect the whole day. And then we go to sleep with giving everybody else a clean record. Uvatron b'mamoni ha'yisid amarmar iov vatron b'mamoni have shayemaniach pruta lechenvani b'mamoni. He always gave extra. He always gave the change to others, and that's what this Tana was saying. Also, he always made sure to not be so medakdek, just like we have mavir on midosav. We have mavir on one's money as well. Shal Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi Nechunya Gadol, b'me'arach the yamim. With what did you have arichas yamim? Asu gavzi v'kamachule. All of a sudden, this story takes upon himself a different character. Rabbi Akiva asks him, with what did you have arichas yamim? And the Talmidim come and start attacking Rabbi Akiva. Started attacking Rabbi Akiva. They thought that he was, Rabbi Akiva was saying, you know, why, how do you get so old? You know, it's, why are you so old and not others? They thought he was an insult. So also Gazi v'kamachvule. They started hitting him. They started hurting him. Salig Yosef Aresha the Dikla. So he went up on the top of a tree. Amar Lein, he calls down, Rebbe, Imnomar Keves, Lama Namar Echad. If it says Keves, why does it say Keves Echad? Right, Keves is singular. Why do you have the word Echad? So Amar Lehu, so finally Rabbi Nechunya Agada, who obviously, and from the story, did not know who Rabbi Kiva was yet. And that's why his Talmidim, you know, started jumping. Amar Lehu, Tzuvah Midi Rabbananu. That's a great kasha. This man obviously is a great rabbi, and he didn't mean what he said. Shavku, I'll leave him alone. And Amar Lehu, when he came down, he gave him the answer to the question. Echad miyuchad shebe edro. It means the special, unique sheep amongst the Eder. Miyuchad sheba edro. When you take one of the something for the carbon tamid, you have to give a special animal. Miyuchad sheba edro. What exactly happened here? Why did he run up a tree? Why did he say this out of any of the questions that could show that he was a Talmud Chacham? Says the Iyun Yaakov here. Why Dafka with a makpid on Rabbi Akiva as well? So he says, we'll get to the other question. Rabbi Kiva wanted to get across to them the message that he wasn't insulting him. That wasn't the purpose of his original question. He was just mispale. Eich tzadik shekemoso, shu godol hador, miyuchad shebeedro, lo nitfas ba'avon hador, sherech yamim kolkach. Many times when you have somebody who's miyuchad, the unique individual, the unique rabbi of the generation, sometimes he's nitfas. Like a Shbarach who gets upset at him because of what the whole generation does. So Bikiva was saying, you're so different, you're so unique, you're so special. How did you have arichas yamim? That's what he means to say to him. And that's why Dafka asked him the question of keves echad, because that was one that has to do with the uniqueness. Ula olam Rabbi Kiva yada lahay drasha demiuchad shebeedro. He knew that drasha, and that's why he said this, because he wanted to get this across. Barak asazeh b'tara she'ela kedei lo'or oso al kavanaso b'she'ela harishona she'shom ha'arach liyamim. That's why he asked this question, so that they know why he asked the first question. That's the Iyun Yaakov. Based on this, the Ben Yoyada expands and says, maybe that's why he went up on the top of a tree, on a dekel tree. Why? Tzadik katama yifrach. I see you unique and different than everyone else. And I want to know your midos. And that's why Rabbi Kiva Dafka asked him this question. The Ein Yaakov, along with a piggyback from, and the Ben Yehoyada, piggybacking on the Ein Yaakov's idea. Okay, so he's up on the tree and he asks him this question. So he says, let him down, so I could talk to him. Amar Leni answers him, Miyamai loki balti matanos. I never accepted gifts. Didn't accept gifts. Velo amati amidosai, and I was not amaman al amidosai. Right? I was mevater. Right? I didn't want to take nekama. Right? I gave in. And in that way, that was also a skula. Right? We're all looking for skulos. Special skulos. This is a special skula. We have to let things slide. So, mavra al midosai. Uvachem ma'amoni ayisi. That was also a vachem ma'amoni. So, loki balti matanos. That one was not discussed yet. So, the Gemara discusses it. I didn't accept any matanos. Kihad rebe lazer like rebe lazer. Gabi shadjule matanos. Bime nesia. When the house of the Nasi used to send them gifts, lo avi shakal, he never took them. Gabi mizamni le lo avi asil. And when they invited him to things, he didn't go. He says to them, "Lo nicha luchu de'echya. You don't want me to live. Tichsiv soni matanos yichya." As the pasuk says in Mishlei, those who hate matanos will live. Those who don't live off of others will live. Soni matanos yichya. And the Rebbe Elazar took it literally, and then he didn't accept. The Mefarshim explained that this does not apply to Mishloach Manos. Mishloach Manos is a mitzvah. So accepting Mishloach Manos, there's nothing wrong with that, even if I'm makpid on the Soni Matanos Yichya generally, so that does not apply to this case, because that is a mitzvah, and lo yu'una letzadik kol oven, nothing wrong, nothing bad can happen when somebody is involved in a mitzvah. Right there, first wide line. Rabbi Zeira, havi mishadjulei mibei nesia, lo havi shakil. Rabbi Zeira also, when they used to send him gifts, he wouldn't take it. Kevin mizamni le'ozel. But when they invited him to come, he used to go. He wouldn't accept the gifts, but he would go with the invitation. Amar why? Is yakure demis yakribi. He said, well, I'm really, they get covered when I go there. So it's not just me, but they get covered. They feel good when I'm there. When I'm there, they feel like they're getting something. So that's why I go for their benefit. Anybody who's mavra al amidos, so all pshaim, all sins are removed from him. Shneamar no se avon va'over al pesha. Lami no se avon, lami sha'over al pesha. To who does Hashem carry his sin and remove his sin? To somebody who's over al pesha, somebody who lets things slide. As we had stories in Maseches Tainis about this, about the Rabbi Kiva and the rain, that he was mavra al amidos. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu listened to him, the special connections that somebody who is mavra al amidos has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Next, Shaul Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, Bameh Arach Yamim. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, right? Why, how did he get Arichas Yamim? In what schus? Amar Lei Katzta B'chayai. What you think I'm too old? Right, you've disgusted with my life. So again, these some of the stories that seems like they took it the wrong way. Amar lo Rebbe, Torah hivlo manani tzarach. No, it's Torah and I need to learn. Right, you see the other Gemara on the side quoted Brachas Lamech Beis. That's the other Gemara where this line comes up, where he's under the bed. He's under the bed. So Torah hivlo manani tzarach. Amar lo says, okay, miyami lo nesakalti b'temus Adam Rasha. I never looked at the face of an Adam Rasha. Turi Evan says this is Midas Chasidus, because most of us are not machped about this. But someone who represents evil, even looking at that person, can affect my neshama. Tam Rabbi Yochanan, asur lo adam lehistakel betzelem demus adam rasha. A person is also to be mistakel in the tzelah, in the form of a adam rasha. Shneemar lule, as Elisha said, lule pnei Yehoshaphat melech Yehuda anino say ima bidei lecha v'imareka. As Elisha said when he was looking at Yehoshaphat, but also Yehoyarim, Yehoram was there. Right? Still, he said, I'm only looking at you because Yehoshaphat is here and I have to look at him, but I wouldn't look at you. So Rav Elazar Amar Ein of Chaos. Right? His eyes become weak by looking at the Shneemar v'yiki zakan yitzchak v'techen ein ameros. Why? Mishim deistakel be'esav arasha. Because he looked at Esav, that's why his eyes had this effect. The Gemara just derech aga before we talk about this line. V'hagar malay, what? It was because of looking at Esav that caused him. V'yam Rabbi Yitzchak lo lamati kilas hedyot kala beinecha. We had this earlier that the klala of a hedyot should not be light in your eyes. Shar Avimelech kilala Sara. Avimelech gave somewhat of a curse to Sara, but it's kind of Zara, and it came true in her progeny. Shneamar hinehu laksu seinayim. He talked about a covering of the eyes. So you see, isn't that what caused what happened to Yitzchak's eyes? So it was both. We also have Rashi on Chumash as another pshat. It was the smoke of the ketores of the family of Esav. Right? Other pshatim given as well. Stop there for a moment. So this Gemara says it's also to be mistakel b'tzelam to musadam rasha. So 2 points. Number one, the Lev Eliyahu, Eliyahu Leprian, talks about the eyes of a person are the window to his soul. Therefore, looking, even worse than hearing, looking, what our eyes see has a tremendous effect. And that's why no matter what we look at, even if, what we allow our children to look at and what we see, we think sometimes it's just looking, right? It's like we have to be so careful in terms of Re'ias Einayim when walking around the world to make sure that we always are focused on Tara. Vishum Shoha Einayim Habisarios Haniros Lefanenu Laamito Shaldavar Hain Einon Mahavos Shum Koach Shal Etzem Hariya Elohein Rakamo Chalonos Shedarkam Nechnasim Ziahuri Hashemesh. They're like windows. They're windows to the soul. And therefore we have to be so careful because our eyes are what lets in all types of information and effects to our neshama. Number one. Number two is the language of the Gemara. It says, Asur lehistakel. What does that mean? I have to walk around life in the street and with blinders. And I have to walk around not viewing and with dark glasses. So it says histakel. We know in halacha there are different levels of re'ia. And even in English, we know, if I would say glance, look, and stare, right, those three words have three different meanings. Right, you glance, you look, and you stare. Those are three. So what is histaklus? Histaklus doesn't mean glance. I mean, sometimes when we're walking, we see something, but if we just glance and we don't focus on it, then we quickly redirect our vision, so then that's understandable. Kadosh Baruch Hu knows we live in the world, and we have to, we walk through the world, right? That's what the Gilyan Ashas here points out. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, quoting the Magen Avraham, he says, "Dafka lehistakel bo biyoser, ulehisbonein bo bitsalmo, ubidmuso, aval re'ia ba'alma shari." There it is. Rabbi Kiva Eger tells us the difference between re'ia and histaklus. Histaklus doesn't mean to glance; it means looking or maybe even staring. Right? This comes up in a number of the areas of halacha that have to do with re'ia. Have to do with re'ia. The Shulchan Aruch discusses, right, by the halachas of seeing a rainbow. Reish Chavtes in Arachayim, Haroe Hakeshes. Omer, we know when you see a rainbow, you make a bracha. So Chara Bris Ne'eman B'Risova Kayemba Ma'amaro. And then the Shulchan Aruch says, the Asur Lehistakel Bo B'Yoser. Again, the language of histaklus. Roe, you see it, you say the bracha. Asur lehistaka b'yoser, because you could say it's the simen of Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to destroy the world, but that's histaklus. To look at it for a moment and to see the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, that's why you make a bracha on that. But just to stare at it for an extended period of time, that's, again, re'ia versus histaklus. This also comes up in Hilchas Nida, in Harchakos, when we talk about behavior between a husband and a wife, says the Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadi Ches, Kuf Tzadiches is the simin about Harchakos. Says the Shulchan Aruch here. Let me just find the sif. It's Kuf Tzadi, Kuf Tzadi Hei. Not so good. Kuf Tzadi Hei Zayin. That's where it is. Kuf Tzadi Hei Zayin. Lo yistakel afilu ba'akeva. A man is not allowed to be mistakel at his wife, b'shasanida, even at her heel. Velo b'mekomas ha'mechusim shaba. Or at any part of the body that is covered. What does that mean? Ramosha Feinstein writes in a tshuva. It means any part of the body that is normally covered when she goes out. When she goes out in public. That's what Makomas HaMechusim Sheba. Avo Mutter Listaka Ba Makomas HaGaluyim Avi Shinen Ebriyasa. But it's Musa to be Mistakel, says the Ramah, at revealed places, even if he gets Hana. But again, the post can say, what is his Taklus? Does it mean that the a man is allowed, a husband is allowed to be in the room while his wife is getting into pajamas at night? So the post can say, it means his Taklus. It doesn't mean a glance. It means that shouldn't be the focus of behavior at that time of the month. But his Taklus is the issue and not glancing, right? That's the poskim again in Hilchas Re'ias Keshes and Hilchas Nida, and here in Hilchas Re'ias or Histaklus on an Adam Rasha. Good. We continue. Says the Gar now about the six skinny wide liners. So Rav Amar Mehacha. Rav says this is the source for not looking at the Rasha. Se'es Pene Rasha Lotov. Looking at a Rasha is Lotov. Period. B'shas b'tirasso, amale Rebbe Barcheni. When, at the time when he was, being niftar, Rebbe says, Barcheni, Rebbe says, could you please give me a bracha? He says, Rebbe Shua ben Karcha, amale yihi ratzon shetagia lachatzi yamai. I give you a bracha, you should at least reach half of my life. L'kulhu lo? What kind of bracha is that? Not all my life? Amar lo, haboy macharecha behema yiru? If you live a very long life, what are your children are never going to be able to take your place. So it's a double-edged sword of a person living a long life and their child never being able to take the position. Right, the Queen of England, right, is living a very long life, but how long is her son going to be able to be the king? Right, it is a bracha, but he says it's a little bit that if you want your children to also be able to have a position, he says, I'm really giving a bracha to your children. I don't want to take anything away from you, but I'm really giving a bracha to your children. That was the hidden bracha. Avu bar ihi, miyam bar ihi. Chad Amar, these two brothers said, Chad Amar Tesi Litlo, Stakli Bakusi, I never looked at a Kusi at an Arimian, the Chad Amar Tesi Litlo, Avdi Shutfis Bahadi Kusi. I never had a partnership with a Kusi. So either way, one of those two. Tosas here discusses, again, why is that Gabus? Why is that Gabus? The Gemara says elsewhere in Sanhedrin, Sama Gimel, that you're not allowed to have a partnership, right? Because you might make a Shvua, or cause them to make a shvua in the name of their gods. So Tosfos says here, afilu b'inyan she'ino yachol lavo l'dei shvua. What if it's not a monetary type of a partnership that would ever lead to a shvua? So even there, that's why it's above and beyond me'ikar adin. Again, many Rishonim here, as they throw in the lines, what they're bothered by is that isn't this me'ikar adin? Why is this so great? So again, each time, like the Rashba did before, and the Tosfos does here, they're saying how it's even lamala from regular required behaviors. Shalot tamid avez Rabbi Zeira. Last line, but arach the yamim Rabbi Zeira. How did you have arichas yamim? Amar lohem v'yamei lo pati b'sof beisi. I was never so makpid in my house, meaning, for sure, ka'as outside the house, but even in my own house, where sometimes we let our guard slide, and we let things get to us. You know, even b'toch beisi, I would made sure to keep my cool. V'lo tsa'ati b'fnei misha gadol mimeni. I never walked in front of somebody who was greater than me. V'lo hir harati b'mavos hametunafos, and I never thought about Torah in dirty places, that one is not allowed to think about Torah, and that goes with the next line. V'lo alachti dal anamos b'lo Torah b'lo tefillin. Amazing. He never walked out of the Amos of Torah in tefillin, but he still was able to control himself and not think about Torah in Mekomos HaMetunafos. V'lo yishanti b'beis HaMedrash, lo shenes keva, lo shenes arai. I never slept in a beis medrash, any type of shena, shenes keva, or arai. And again, in a place where this was not, me'ikar adin, the Gveras Ari, back in Tinus, where this came up, discusses what's the me'ikar adin and what's the extra. V'lo sasi b'tekolatz chaveirai. I never felt good inside when my friend faltered. V'lo karasi l'chaveir b'chachinaso, v'amila b'chachinaso. So again, the same as we started off today with the different types of nicknames, is that Reb Zeira also took that into account why he had arichas yamim. Okay, so that was all about the midos of chachamim. Now we get back into halachas of beis haknesses. V'yodam Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says the following: beis haknesses shacharav ein maspidim b'sochov ein mafshilim b'tocho chavalim. Even if a beis haknesses becomes desolate and it's not used anymore, when it's not, it's still has kedusha, and therefore no espedim are allowed in it. Vein mafshilim b'tocho chavalim. You can't spread ropes there in order to use being parson losocha mitzudos. You're not allowed to put nets there to catch animals. Vein sholchan agaga peros. I'm not allowed to put fruit to dry on its roof. Vein osan oso kapandar. Yet I still can't use it as a shortcut, even if it's not in use. Shneemar vashimosi es mikdashechem. I will make desolate your mikdash, as the pasuk says in Tetochacha in Bechukosai. Kedusha son af kishen shomim. It has kedusha. It calls it mikdashechem even though it says vashimosi. So it has kedusha even while it is desolate. Aluba savim lo yitlosh mebnei agmas nefesh. And if grass grew there and it starts getting wild, you're not allowed to take out the grass because you should leave it so people could walk by and have agmas nefesh and maybe one day even bring it back to being a shul, a functioning shul. So this is the Mishnah. Rav Soloveitchik has a yahrzeit shiur where he discusses Shabbos and Yontif, and he relates to this Mishnah. He says there, points out there, that our Mishnah uses the pasuk Vashimosi Yisbik Tashechem as the basis for Kedusha in a Beis HaKnesses. That same pasuk is used by the Rambam and by Chazal to explain why the Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha even in its desolate state. Why the Makam HaMikdash, while the Harabayas has Kedusha, Vashimosi Yisbik Tashechem. Ezra of Soloveitchik, how could you use the same pasuk for Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses? Yeah, it's Mikdash Ma'at. But isn't there a difference between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses? How can you use the same pasuk? And you have parallels in Halacha, in terms of Kapendaria, in terms of, right, so it's similar, but it's somewhat, isn't it unusual that you use the same pasuk? So, explains Rav Soloveitchik, he uses the relationship between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses to explain the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. He has three questions. Number one, why do we have Kabbalah Shabbos and we don't have Kabbalah Yontif? Number one. Number two, why does the Shulchan Aruch say that your Yontif clothes should be even more expensive than your Shabbos clothes? Two. Three, why does Yontif break Avelus and Shabbos not? Yes, because Yontif has Simchas Yontif and Shabbos has Oneg. So why is there a mitzvah of Simchas Yontif and there's no Simchas Shabbos? So he says the whole secret, you can learn the difference between Shabbos and Yontif based on the difference between Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMikdash, and it all goes back to two words of Rava in Brachas, Daf Samach Gimel, all the way at the end of the Masechta, where Rava says, you know what Beis HaKnesses is? Ki Beiso. It's like your house. Rava there is trying to explain slight differences between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses. For example, you can take your wallet into Shul. You can't take your wallet onto Har HaBayis. Why? You can wear shoes into shul. You can't wear the shoes into Arabis. Why? Both are places where we meet Hashem. The question is, who's the host conceptually and who is the guest? Beis HaMikdash, Hashem is the host. And we go to him, so it's a higher standard. Beis HaKnesses, so to speak, we are the host. And Hashem comes to see us in the place where we made to meet him. And that's why Hashem gets so upset when we're not there. As the Gemara says in Brachas, we have to be there first. That's Beis HaMikdash versus Beis HaKnesses. So maybe suggested Rav Soloveitchik conceptually, that's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif. They're both spiritual experiences where we meet Hashem. The question is it looked at we going to him or him going to us? Yontif, we go to him. Yontif has a lot of connections to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why there's no Kabbalah Shabbos. There's only Kabbalah Shabbos, there's no Kabbalah Yontif. That's why our Yontif clothes are even higher. Why? Because it's as if we're going to him. If you meet the president in your living room, and if you meet your president in the White House, there's a different protocol. It's more formal when we go to a him. And that's why there's a special din of Simchas Yontif, because we get to be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's realm. That's Simchas Yontif. That's Shabbos versus Yontif, and Beis HaMikdash versus Beis HaKnesses. But there are parallels. They're both places of meeting Hashem, and that's how the same pasuk could be used, Vashimosi as Mikdashechem. Okay, that's part of a larger drasha. Feel free to look at it in Shiur Mazecher Abba Mari. Tana Rabbanon, Vayter, last line. But they can ask Yazinu Agamem Kalas Rosh. We can't have extra levity in the shul. Vein Ochlin Bahem, Lo Shosimen, you can't eat and drink in a shul. Vein Neosin Mehen, and I can't be miskashied myself, decorate myself. Vein Metailin Bahem, I can't just stam, take a teal through a shul for no reason. Vein Nechlasin Bahem, Bacham, Ibn Echamo, Bekshamim, Nechshamim, and I can't go into shul for physical protection. It's pouring out. I'm going to run into shul. That can't be my only reason for going into shul. If I'm going to daven and it's pouring and it helps me out also, that's fine. But that can't be my only. They must be the by an aspid shal yachid, and I'm not allowed to be maspid a private individual in the shul. Of a karn bohem v'shonim bohem, I can learn there. Who must be the by an aspid shal rabim? If it's a hespid of the rabim, then you can use the shul. Rashi says that if it's like the only, it's the largest area where you can have a get together. So that's letzarech rabim, hespid shal rabim. So then you're allowed to use it. Rabbi Yehuda, Amasai b'Yishuvan. Rabbi Yehuda says, when do we say this? When do we say that what? That Rashi explains on the first wide line. When do we say, the Gemara is going to add in a couple of words, that we're allowed to clean the shul and take care of the shul, b'Yishuvan, when it's in use, it's functioning. Ava b'chur banan, if there's a desolate, overgrown area of a shul, manichanos, so you don't touch it, v'olam enasavin, let grass grow, v'lo yitlos, v'niagwas nefesh, and you let people see it in its overgrown state, so they're in pain, and therefore, hopefully, they will rebuild it. Asavim ad nekar shmayayu, Rabbi Yehuda is bringing in grass, Tanakhama didn't talk about that. Chisrei mechzer v'achitan, you have to add in. U'mechab din osanum arbitzin osan kadeh shilo yalu bohen asavim. The Tanakhama says that you take care of the shul, you sweep it, you throw some sprinkle water on it so the dust doesn't come up, and I'm Rabbi Yehuda related to that. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ei masai b'yishuvan. That's only if it's a shul that is in use. Aval b'chorbanan menichan osan lalos, you allow the grass to go up, alu bohen asavim lo yitlo b'nei agvas nefesh, because you want people to see it and be affected by it. Period. Amravasi. But the shuls in Bavel are made al tnai. They're made al tnai. What does that mean? Rashi, almanasha yishtam shubahen. Almanas, that they can be used. Pretty clearly from Rashi. Rashi's talking about while they're built. Bibinyana. They're made al tnai. Tosa says the different pshat. Tosa says on top, calls manchein betalin. They're made al tnai that after they're not used anymore, maybe they can be used for other purposes. Rashi seems to say, even while they're in use. Meaning, if there is, and this is quoted in Halacha, in various contexts, if a shul is built, but when it's originally built, it's understood that you're going to eat in the shul and you can use the shul for other functions, so then that is allowed. V'yafal pikin, but still, we should know there are certain functions that should not be done in the shul. Enoagam behen kalas rosh, right? You shouldn't have kalas rosh and totally secular types of behaviors in the shul. Ma'iniyu cheshbonos. Right? Cheshbonos, certain types of monetary matters that don't have to do with a mitzvah, that shouldn't be done in the shul. Amar Avasi, Beis HaKnesset Shemachashim B'Cheshbonos, Malina Bo Esameis. And any shul that you do cheshbonos in, you will have corpses that will stay overnight. Malina Tzalka Taitach, Losaka Delavachi, what, it's for sure going to happen? Elo L'sof She'alina Bo Beis Mitzvah. No, it means that it'll be a case where there'll be a Beis Mitzvah there and it'll have to stay in the shul, and it'll end up that there will be Niftarim that will have to stay there, which is not a bracha for a shul, and that is why that was the curse that was given to a shul that does secular activities in the shul. Ve'neosin bahen, amarava chachamim v'tamideyim utarim. Chacham and tamideyim that need to fix themselves up and be miskashi themselves, they can. V'damar Rabbishu ben Levi, my bei rabbanan, bei sadr rabbanan. Bei rabbanan, which is what a shul is called, the house of the rabbis, so they have a little more flexibility in terms of what they're allowed to do in the shul. You can't use the shul for purely physical protection. They were standing. They asked Rav a question. It started raining. They went into shul. Amri, that which we went in. Don't think it was because it started raining. It started raining and therefore we couldn't concentrate on the Torah we were discussing. That's why we went into shul. Not purely because of the protection that we wanted. That's why they went into the shul. Let's say I have to call somebody out from shul. What should I do? I go in, I just call them out? So it's a design to walk in the shul just for that reason. If he knows how to learn a little bit, so go into shul and learn for 5 seconds. Say a pasuk. Say a gemara. Right? Say something. Ask somebody in shul. You know, tell me something you learned. Inamis, that's the minhag. If somebody has to go into a shul, they sit down for a second and they learn something. Inami nishi per devanekim, or just sit down. Just sitting down in a shul is a special schus. So if somebody has to go in for some other reason, just sit down for a moment. Umaspid the man esped shal rabim. You're allowed to be maspid shal rabim in the shul. Hey, chidami esped the rabim. What does that mean? Machvi Rav Chisda going to pay the Dekoi Bei Rav Sheshes. Any hesped that Rav Sheshes would be there, you know, to give covet for Rav Sheshes is there also, so that would be Rabin. Machvi Rav Sheshes going to pay the Dekoi Bei Rav Chisda. They each said each other. Each gave each other covet that, no, if you're at a hesped, that's considered a hesped shal Rabin. Rafram Aspedila Kalsi Vekinishta. Rafram was Maspid, his daughter-in-law in the shul. Amar Misham Yakra Didi. The Misa Asu Kule Alma. Because of the covet for me and for the niftar. Everybody came, right? So it was a big crowd. They were allowed to have it in the shul. Reb Zera safti lahumi rabbanim yimei knishta. Amar, Reb Zera gave a hesper for one of the rabbis. Amar, imi shem yakra didi, dimisa asu kuli alma. Again, it's a big crowd. So the Chashukei Chemed here discusses, many yeshivas, they make kalmales on Yomim Tovim for all of the rabbeim and Rosh yeshivas of the past generations. What order do you do it in? You go by, oh, first Rosh Yeshivas, and then you do Menahalim, and then you do this. He said, I asked Rav Yashiv, my father-in-law, and he said, in order of Ptira. That's what you do. They were Zoch at first to be in this Kalmalei, so you go in order of Ptira. If there is a question about what order to do it in, because we don't know who is greater than who. So do it in the order of Ptira. Rish Lakish safti Allahu tzurva meir abanan. Rish Lakish gave a hesped. The shchiach ba'ar the Yisrael. That was shchiach in Eretz Yisrael. The avitani yilchazach v'chav talad shurasa. He used to give shir to 24 robes of Talmidim. Amar vai chasar ar di Yisrael gavar rabba. Woe to Eretz Yisrael who lost this great man. Ahu David tani yilchazach sifra v'sifri v'tosefta. V'shachiv. Unbelievable story. There was a person who was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. He learned Sifra, Sifrei, Tosefta, also Varmalei, the Rav Nachman, Lispidei Ma, Rav Nachman, please give a Hesped, Amar Hechi Nispidei, how could I give a Hesped? Hate son of Damali, Sifri, Dechaser, it was a basket full of Sfarim that was still missing something. Wow, what was he missing? What was he missing? Rashi. What was he missing? He didn't have a Rebbe. Didn't have a Rebbe. He learned a lot of material, but he never had a Rebbe that could explain to him how to put everything together. Kugon Hamani Rebbe says, Hatsani Mali Sifri, Enu Ela Kessel, Shemil U Svarim, Vein Maven Mabasocha, Afshona Halachos, Gloshimish Taman Chacham, Lilmo, Shiavinu, Tami Mishta Vachulu. Doesn't have a Rebbe. Right? The Gemara in Brachas Mem Zayin. The Gemara there says, Ezeo Am Haaretz. What is an Am? Who is an Am Haaretz? So the Gemara there gives all the examples. Me, somebody doesn't put up a mezuzah, somebody doesn't wear tefillin, somebody doesn't send his kids to yeshiva. All different shatim. What is the halachic definition of an Am Haaretz? And the last opinion there, in the name of Acherim, says the Gemara there in the seventh parak of Brachas, Acherim Omrim. Acherim omrim, afilu kar v'shonav lo shimish tam l'chacham, harizam ma'aretz. Because having a Rebbe, the need to have a Rebbe, is so crucial, right? To get the Mesorah. The need for a Rebbe. Rav Moshe Feinstein also writes, in one of his tshuvas, in Aruch Chaim, in Chelek Dalet, Rav Moshe writes, Cha'apiz manenu shekvar nechtav kol hashas, v'kam piski ha-ga'onim, berif, v'ramba, v'rash, v'tur, everything's written down. Adayin yishgam lonu Torah shebal peh, sh'adayin lo nechtava. V'yefshar ladas is ha-Torah al-burya mibli l'shamish tamid chacham. Sh'lachein nikris gemara shimush tamidei chachamim. Mishim shetzarach lahavin dvarim haksuvim. Eich l'koltam b'mocha. You have to know exactly how to put all the material together. You need a Rebbe. And therefore, that was the lack of this Talmud Chacham. Tachazim abein takifi darad Yisrael lechasidei the Babel. You see the difference, the Gemara says, between the takifim of Eretz Yisrael and the chasidim of Babel. Reish Lakish was a takif of Eretz Yisrael, and look what he did, and Rav Nachman was in the other camp, the chasidei Babel. Tanan Hasan, the last section for today, Tanan Hasan, the Mishnah says, in Pirkei Avos, Udashamed B'taka Chalaf, if somebody uses the crown of Torah, they will be removed. Tani Reish Lakish, Emish Tamesh, B'misha Shona Halacho, somebody who uses Talmud Chacham, who is a Shonet, who is Shona Halachos, right? The Isser of Ishtamshus B'Talmud Chacham. Isser of Ishtamshus B'Talmud Chacham, says Rabbeinu Chananel. The Bach takes out the next three words. Kishur Shal Torah. V'yamar u lo l'shamish inish b'mandatoni arba v'lo l'shamish b'mandatoni b'mandamasni arba. Better to use somebody who's learned the four siddarim, better than somebody who also teaches the four siddarim. Somebody who teaches is on the higher level. Ki ad Reish Lakish, havi azal b'urcha, Reish Lakish was going on the way. Mata urka madamai, he came to a large body of water. Asahu gavra arkevi akatve. He put Reish Lakish on his shoulders to start carrying him across the body of water. V'kama avrle. Amrle karis? He says, did you learn Torah? Amalei Karina, yeah, I've learned Mikra. Tanis, Tanina, Arba Sidre Mishnah, yeah, I've learned four Siddurim, right? Not Kachim and Taurus. Amarle, Pasalta Luchar, Arba Ture, Vita'anta Barlakish Akatvech? No, you can't do this for me! You're such a Talmud Chacham, you're carrying Barlakish? How could you do that? Shadi Barlakisha Bamaya, throw Barlakisha, throw me into the water! You can't serve me. Amarle, Nichale Dashmina Lamar. So Amarle says, you know, I'm not letting you go. He says, okay, can I at least say a word of Torah while you're up on my shoulders? Amarle Gamar Mini Hamilsa. Okay, learn from me the following. Domar Bezeris, you wanted to teach him something. At least give him something to learn while he's doing him this favor. So he quotes the Chumrah de Rabbi Zeira. The Chumrah of Rabbi Zeira, the Benos Yisrael were machmir themselves, even though midah raisa, midah rabbanon, right, that you have to have a re of 3 days. They, even on tibetam kachardol, they wait shivin akiyim. As we know, this is one of the halacha psukis from Brachas Laman Aleph, a clear cut halacha that we hold of. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'ez Hashem, we'll continue. B'ez Hashem next time.